NewRadioSportsNetwork.com, and we're continuing our kind of a wrap around the four teams that call Northeast Wisconsin, specifically Doran Kewaunee County's home when it comes to wrestling. We talked to Chaz Travel earlier this week to kind of give us a look at the Division II regional that they'll be participating in. And now we're talking to the head coach of the Packerland Conference champion Southern Door Eagles and participating in the Division III regional at Michicot this weekend. Jerry Engelbert first, before we talk about this weekend, congratulations on that Packerland Conference championship. I know you got to be really proud of your team for everything that they were able to accomplish this year.
Yeah, you know, just having the tough year the way it was with, you know, the uncertainty, never knowing what's going to happen. And we went into that match with Kewaunee, and really the guys really wrestled hard. I mean, they all, you know, everybody did their part. They stepped up, you know, come from behind wins, you know, some surprises. So really just a great day for us. We really wrestled well that day.
And I guess what has really stood out to you, you know, kind of going from year to year, it's been you against Kewaunee the last few years, not just because of the talent both rosters have, but I mean, the numbers being the way that they are with the other three schools, you know, I guess describe those battles that your wrestlers are able to have and some of the things that they're able to take away from those matches that just make them better moving forward.
Oh, yeah, and that's huge this year. I mean, with a limited number of matches, I think we got 11 at the most. You know, so every match we're just, you know, studying as much film as we can, watching, you know, talking about reviewing it, you know, and to get a good match against, you know, Kewaunee like we did, that was awesome, you know. So we really got some good video. You know, really got to work some stuff and, you know, get in some tight matches where we haven't been, you know, other times. So definitely, a great experience for the guys.
Yeah, I think the other one that the match that, you know, as I was watching it, it was, once again, sticks out to me. Riley Phillips comes up with another big win in that match. Have you joked with him just to flair for the dramatic? Because last year when we had the blessed opportunity to actually broadcast it, that one turned the tide a little bit last year.
Yeah, yep, Riley's been the Kewaunee killer, the storm killer for us. So, yeah, he's really done a nice job, and he's just patient. You know, he's got his stuff that he knows works for him, and he just waits, and he stays patient, and he goes after it. So, yeah, just a great win for him, and definitely, like you said, just momentum shifter, you know, because that is one of the matches that I'm sure that they were thinking they were going to get, and, you know, we knew Riley could do it.
Now, you got some seniors that will be participating in this weekend's regional. What is their mindset heading into this? Obviously, kind of blessed to have the opportunity to even wrestle this season, let alone get the, as you said, maybe 11 or 12 matches as they slowly kind of expanded things a little bit. What's their mindset heading into this weekend?
Well, I think it's definitely a big mix of nerves. You know, excitement, anxiety, you know, so, you know, typical season, I guess, you know, once you get to this point, you know, it's going to get tougher each week, you know what you got to do. And yeah, it's just controlling your emotions at this point and, you know, and being ready when you get the opportunity. So they're nervous, they're excited, you know, just all the emotions that go with it.
And we talked about how good of a team Kewaunee is once again, coming up runner up to you guys in the Packerland Conference. But in this regional, you have Michicot, Oneida Nation, Reidsville, and Valders. And what do we know about those teams heading into the regional?
Well, I don't believe that Oneida Nation has any wrestlers this year. At least that's what I'm hearing. They did last year, but I don't think they do this year. But then you're looking at those other teams. Yeah, Michicot is going to be, you know, close to a full roster. You know, they're much like us. They're thin, you know, as far as numbers overall, but they spread them out pretty nicely. Reidsville is always tough. You know, they come in, they're well coached, and they're going to be in one to battle with too. So, you know, I'd say between those two, Valders and us, Kewaunee and us, it's going to be very close. Valders is a little lower in numbers. You know, I think they have 8 or 9 maybe. You know, to present, it's going to be tough, but they're going to take their wins too. They have a few good wrestlers, but not the numbers. So it's going to be a tight regional, I think. I think that all the scores are going to be very close.
And when you go into this, obviously, You've gone from, okay, one match a week. Now you've been able to get up to 2 or 3 matches a week. How important has that been to make sure that your guys have the stamina leading into a regional where, you know, they may have to go 3 or 4 matches deep to clinch that spot?
Yeah, so, we, you know, the endurance and the conditioning is always a battle. This year with the masks on, it's been even harder. You know, so we keep our masks on all the time, all through practice. We run, we do everything with the mask on because it really makes a big difference. And, you know, these guys are, I would say, in, you know, pretty darn good shape. You know, even compared to other years, these guys have to be ready to go, and it's just that much harder. So it's all part of the training. You know, it's what you got to do this year.
Now, obviously, you have a little bit more rooting interest with Grant Engelberg going for hopefully another shot at state. Griffin Slezinski also looking to return to state again. Who are some of the other wrestlers that you're really excited about what they might be able to do this weekend?
You know, I think we could really have a good weekend. I mean, looking at the brackets and looking at the guys, how the guys are doing, you know, I just really think that we have a number of opportunities right up and down the weight classes. So, you know, Spencer Slezinski at 106, I think, is a good opportunity. Nathan Mockquin, I think, also has a very good opportunity. Trevor Engelbert at 120, I think, has a good opportunity. So, you know, it just goes right on. And then, you know, Riley Phillips is one that you mentioned. I mean, I think Riley's always got a chance. He's in every match. Brody Overbeck, you know, has a good chance. So Kyle Cunard, you know, so there's just a lot of them that I think we really get some good opportunities here.
All right, very good. Well, Coach, once again, we congratulate you on being the Packerland Conference champions once again, first time in a couple of years, but it doesn't take the shine off the apple anymore, and good luck this weekend at regionals.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tim.
I'm Tim Coles reporting for New Radio Sports Network.